you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about, She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not going to shout now. So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, Season 11, Episode 20. Hi, it's me. I'm your host, Jen Kirkman. Oh my God, MTV News was canceled. Oh my God. 36 years. 36 years of MTV News hosted by Kurt Loder, and it was canceled last week. And it's all my fault. It's all my fault. I'll tell you why, because last week on the podcast, I out of the blue started talking about my favorite moment, not only in MTV history, but world history, was when Kurt Loder was interviewing Madonna in 1995 outside at the MTV Music Awards, and Courtney Love was below them. Kurt Loder and Madonna were sitting on this kind of platform, and Courtney Love was below them, and she was throwing her compact up at them. It was almost hitting them in the head, completely getting into the shot. And Kurt Loder was like, "Oh, Courtney Love's down there." And Madonna was perfectly poised. This was in her, it was pre-Ray of Light by a few years, and it was post-Bedtime Stories. Oh, what was this era of Madonna? It was something else that was like nighttime, bedtime. No, not that. It was something, I can't remember. Oh no, maybe it was Bedtime Stories. No, it was. Sorry, I've lost my mind. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. My point is that last week on the podcast, I mentioned when Courtney Love interrupted Madonna's talk with Kurt Loder. And it was the greatest, again, I say it is the greatest moment in MTV history, but it is probably the greatest moment in world history. It should be taught along with other great moments like when we landed on the moon, when the Berlin Wall came down, D-Day, and when Madonna welcomed Courtney Love up to the platform she was sitting on with Kurt Loder. And Courtney took over the interview and started asking Madonna about what it's like to sleep with regular people who aren't rock stars, and how much she loved the movie Truth or Dare. It was incredible. It was just 5 minutes. Anyway, so I mentioned it out of the blue on last week's podcast. And this is why I say that MTV News being canceled after 36 years is my fault. because every time I mention something on this podcast, something happens to it the next week. If I mention, oh, you know, this person's actually great, I haven't thought of them in a while, they die the next week. Or I find out they're a sexual predator. And now I mentioned Kurt Loder and MTV News, the show gets canceled. And this is a big moment for Gen X. Now, most of us had no idea MTV News was still a thing. Not one of us knew. Not one of us knew MTV was still a thing. Although I went to Old Navy last week. I was walking around. There is a little mall near where I live in Brooklyn. And I'm like, let me wander into Old Navy. I'm trying to find like a 1970s terry cloth onesie. They do make them for children, not adults. Anyway, I see a sweatshirt with the MTV logo. And then above that is their Nirvana t-shirt. So I don't know why they're canceling MTV News when clearly people are still into the 90s. Anyway, but every Gen Xer was lamenting it. It was all over Twitter. We were like, oh my God, we feel like we're being erased. We're so old. It was on for 36 years. Oh. And yet none of us knew it was still on. Now, are we the reason? Should we have kept watching it? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they wanted to cancel it anyway, but it's just one of those things where you don't think about it. And then when you hear that it's canceled, you feel like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future when he's looking at that picture of himself because he's altering his future by going back to the past and his arm is disappearing. Do you understand? We are disappearing as a generation. And I know a lot of you younger are like, good, I hate you people. You're the reason everything's terrible. Oh, yeah, just wait. Just wait till it's you. And whatever you watch is canceled, and then you'll lament it. And then generation blah, blah, blah that comes after you, they'll be like, fuck you, we hope you die. So anyway, this is a sad moment. Please just give all Gen Xers a little extra space today, a little extra comfort in this coming month. I don't even like Kurt Loder, by the way. I found him annoying, and I don't think of him as someone that's my age because he's not. He's older than me. And when I was younger, I thought MTV News was annoying. I thought, oh, here's the old guy who's acting. He's trying to act like a real newsman. Is this ironic? I don't understand what's happening. Just show the videos. I don't care about your MTV News. So I didn't even like it, but I don't want it to go away. Does that make sense?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But I do think that we all remember if we were watching MTV and we heard this sound, it meant shit happened.
Hi, I'm Kurt Loder with an MTV News special report.
Special report.
Nirvana leader Kurt Cobain was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning, dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head.
Oh, my God.
He's found what is said to be a suicide note at the scene, but it have not yet divulged its contents. Woo. Cobain, who was 27, had reportedly been missing for several days. The Los Angeles Times reported on Wednesday that Nirvana was breaking up and that Cobain was planning to undergo drug rehabilitation. A source close to the band told MTV News earlier this week that while that story sounded bad, it was better than what was, quote, really going on.
Oh, no.
And that remains to be clarified.
Cobain. Anyway, now I had heard, I found out that Kurt Cobain died when I was on the bus going from one end of the Boston Common to the other. I don't know why I was taking a bus. Maybe I was running late because it's a 10-minute walk. But anyway, I was going to class. And I got on the bus and a friend of mine said, Kurt Cobain's dead. And I went, no, he's not. Because see, he had overdosed in Rome a month before. And I thought he just OD'd again. And my friend said, no, he's dead. And I was like, well, how do you know? And my friend said, I saw it on MTV News. And I was like, oh, it's real. That was how you knew. Did Kurt Loder say it? Okay, it happened. Oh, my God. So I'm sorry, everybody. I do blame myself because, again, every time I mention something. But you know, Unplugged has been gone, 120 minutes. That was like the alternative music. That's when you saw your Cure videos. I always watched that when I was babysitting. By the way, we did have cable, but I wasn't allowed to watch MTV. That's how strict my parents were, okay? I think by the time I was maybe 15 and older, I was allowed to watch it. But when music videos came out in the 80s, I wasn't allowed to watch it. I don't think we got cable until I was a little older, but I do remember middle school, highly monitored, don't watch MTV. I mean, I don't know what my parents thought I was going to see. I could watch Three's Company, second mention of Three's Company in 8 minutes. Did I say Three's Company earlier or did I just say 1970s? Because I was thinking Three's Company. Who cares? Oh, God. How do you listen to this podcast? How do you listen to this ADHD-a-thon? Don't ever unsubscribe. I thank you for listening to it. Anyway, but I would watch MTV mostly when I babysat. So I'd watch it at night. Kids are asleep. Oh my God, it's 120 minutes. I'm going to call my friends on the phone and we're going to watch the new Cure video. Oh my God, Robert Smith looks so cute. And did you see the one? The song's about his wife.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast, despite the fact that I do think at times it is an unmitigated ADHD-a-thon. And as one recent review wrote on iTunes, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes and write something nice if you can. This person gave me 5 stars and wrote something terrible. This is another one of my unhinged male fans. Now, I don't even know if he's a fan. I actually think a lot of people just check out the free version and make their assumptions based on that, which is, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes instead of listening to the full 60 to 90 minute episodes on Patreon. And they come to troll. A lot of men just sitting around, living rent-free in their head. And they are upset. They are upset that they don't like me and what I have to say, but that other people do. Oh, it bothers them because ain't nobody listening to them. So a concerned citizen writes, this is a train wreck. FYI, train wrecks are entertaining. Jen constantly feels wronged and decides to blame you, the industry, and society. Now, I don't feel wrong. What industry am I blaming about anything? I'm on strike. I didn't start it. Fucking writer's strike. What industry? Comedy? What on earth are they talking about? She is mean to everyone. Not a thing. Especially to men, parentheses, with great glee. Well, yes, because this is how you behave. So I love to make fun of how weak you are. Do you understand? This is hilarious to me that you are so offended. By the way, I don't make fun of men. And I'm not mean to men. I mean to rapists and abusers. And if you think that means all men, oh, honey, your brain is a little bit broken. Gotta go get it fixed. Get some crazy glue. Imagine being offended that I'm talking about other men that you probably think you are nothing like. See, if you don't like what I'm saying, you're probably a rapist. But you took 5 minutes to write a review, so that's 5 minutes you're not raping. So there you go. The days of the cheerful shout, ooh, ooh, are gone. Well, not necessarily. But we have been through a global pandemic, 4 years of Donald Trump. Well, yeah, there's a lot. Sometimes, you know, my soul has been dispirited a little bit over the years. But it is called no fun. It's not called ooh, ooh. So, you know, what we have now is an angry, burnt out woman who needs her lifestyle expenses met. Yeah, y'all got to pay my lifestyle in this junior one bedroom. Listeners are treated as duds, nothings, or non-people at a cheap barbecue. Yuck. That for some reason, she is required to attend. This should be a monthly podcast because the current schedule appears to be too taxing. He's not wrong about that. Sometimes it is. Sometimes once a week is too much for your girl. Here's some groundbreaking news that was just announced on this podcast. Dogs drool, cats rule. That's right. See, this I know they only listen to the free version because the first 20 minutes I talked about how I like cats. Because Netflix released a documentary about cats. Listen, you can't be shitting on the show unless you subscribe to the Patreon. Then you can shit on it. You got to pay me to shit on the show. Does that make sense? Anyway, give this show a review. You can hit the 5-star button on Spotify. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're like, Jen, I've already done it, then I'm not talking about you. Thank you. But if you're like, I just haven't gotten around to it, get around to it. And to the person who wrote this review, thank you for the 5 stars. That does help. Ooh, okay. Everybody who wants to hear the rest of this episode without ads, head on over to Patreon. And once you join, you get access to every single episode that's in your level for this year. And no matter what level you sign up at, you get access to every single episode from 2022, 2021, and 2020. A lot of those are video episodes. So it's a great deal. So just click that link in the show notes. And just as a reminder, when you join the Patreon, you can use the Patreon app, or you can put the RSS feed in your favorite podcast player. So it's not like you have to go listen on the website all the time, unless you want to watch those videos, of course. Okay, so there you go. See you over on the Patreon. No, 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 no.